Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting second. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting ninth. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Andy Hosler. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting third. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Doug DeCinces. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting ninth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Rudy May. And now, play ball. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper strikes out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from Martinez and he is safe. Jackson steals second. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Singleton. Cowens reaches second base with a double. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jackson. White reaches second base with a double. Cowens scores. It's 1-0, Royals. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2. With the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 1 in the game. Wolford hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Otis strikes out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett strikes out. There goes Wolford. The throw from Duncan to Bellinger, and Wolford is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair strikes out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a pop-up towards short. Potek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. May fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayberry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Cowens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gritch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. White hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0 for 1 in the game. Gritch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jackson is called out on strikes. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wolford. May reaches second base with a double. Gritch moves to third. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gritch scores. Two outs. It's Royals, 1, Orioles, 1. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 0 for 1 in the game. DeCinces hits a pop-up towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals won, and the Orioles won. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0 for 1 in the game. Potek strikes out. 1 out. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wolford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Singleton. Wolford reaches second base with a double. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wolford scores. It's 2-1, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bellinger hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 1 in the game. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles 1. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. May fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cowens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cowens moves to third. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0 for 2 in the game. Potek hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 2 in the game. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gritch hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Otis. Gritch reaches second base with a double. Harper goes all the way around to score. It's Royals, 2, Orioles, 2. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gritch moves to third. 1 out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. May hits a fly ball into center field. Ota settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Grich tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Orioles. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Singleton hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Wolford hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 0-for-2 in the game. DeCinces takes first base on ball 4. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Bellinger strikes out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-2 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. DeCinces moves to second. Mark Little now pitching. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes DeCinces. The throw from Martinez and he is out, Brett applying the tag. Blair moves to second. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-2 in the game. Duncan hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Tony Muser now playing first base. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-3 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-3 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jackson. Mayberry reaches second base with a double. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeCinces fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mayberry moves to third. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey pinch hits for Tommy Harper. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey strikes out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Grich takes first base on ball four. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Grich moves to second. Two outs. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Dave Nelson pinch hits for Freddie Potek. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas pinch hits for Buck Martinez. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rupert Jones pinch runs for Cookie Rojas. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. May fields it and throws to first for the out. Jones moves to second. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 3, and Kansas City Royals, 2. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.